Okay, before we go into the Gizas and Vladas, I just want to give a synopsis of where we're holding after yesterday, which is a little complicated, but the Pael Yaitze, what comes out in learning this Gemara, is that we have two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Rambam Shita, and we'll call Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is that the Guf HaPara belongs to the Shomer when the Shomer pays. That's Mamish Akinyan in the Guf HaPara, and those are the bottom line of Taisa San Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, She Guf HaPara Mochaloi, that the Guf HaPara belongs to the Shomer. And the Rambam Shita is that he doesn't mamish own the Guf HaPara. The Guf HaPara is going to go back to the original owner. And he has a kinyan in the para for the Vladis. Now, however that works, so that we have different shatim and why the Rambam holds that way. But this, you have to know for the whole sugya, that in Lamaskana Lahalacha, Ladina, what is the Maskana Sasugya? Who does the Shomer Mamish own the para? Does he have a kinyan in the para? The Taisa says Meferish Guf HaPara Knuyaloi, which is Pashu Pshat in the Gemara, and the Rambam says LaHalacha. However, he got it. The Rambam says the Guf HaPara does not belong to the Shomer. The Guf HaPara belongs to the Bailam, and when they track down the Ganav and they catch him, the Guf HaPara is going to go to the Bailam, and just the money of it and the kefil of it that's going to go to the Shomer. So, in the sugya, with all the hezbeir and whatever hezbeir there is, but that you have to know, that in the whole amid, we're going to learn today, we're going to learn tomorrow, it's going to be nafkaminis, that there are two tracks. The track of Taisvis, that the Guf HaPara belongs to the Shomer, which is probably Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and the track of the Rambam, that that it's not Mamish that he owns the Guf HaPara. The Rambam says, Beferish, the Guf HaPara goes back to the original owner. And it's just that he has a kinyan in the Guf HaPara for the kefil. So those are the two tracks that we're going to have to deal with as we learn through the Yamid. Let's see the Gemara here with the Gizas and Vladas. Amar Rav. Amar Rav, Nasaka Imalay Shitigane Vitirtsa Vitashlimani Hare Parasi Kanuya Lachameyashav. That it's Nasaka Imalay Hare Parasi Kanuya Lachameyashav. It's as if he told him, this is the way we're learning all the whole sugya. That's as if he told him, when? Nasaka Imalay when? So how do we learn? Nasaka Imalay. Like he told it to him. Huh? Like he told him when? Huh? Rashi says, Nasa kolay malay, b'sha shamas ralay. So Rashi says, that's the only way to learn. That what? That's Nasa kolay malay. What?
That when you went and you paid for it.
When you paid for it. So Rashi says, Nasakalai Mishar Shamasralai, when he originally did the Mashicha, which is the way we're learning Rashi. Rashi holds that it works for Kenya Mashicha. So at the time he did the Mashicha. Marsha, and this Rashi says, Loiho Yatzarach Lazeh, Lahai Lishna Basra, Ela Kaimalai Kaida Maganeva. Rashi says that, at least according to the Lishna Basra, that the Kenyan is Kaidim Geneva. It's like he told him right before the Geneva that it should be Kanilach. He brings a raya from the Gemara Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that it could be that way. So, again, the Rashi learns B'shas Mesira, when you give him the animal originally. And the Masha learns that it could mean Rega Kaidim Geneva, Sha'achas Kaidim Geneva, it's Ka'im Eloi, like he told him. So So it's interesting, Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that that he doesn't understand the Marsha. Why does the Marsha mean that Shah Kaidim Geneva, it's Ke Aimer Lai? A Shah before the Geneva, was anybody thinking about being Makna the Para to the Shaimer? Right? An hour before the Geneva, no one knew that the Geneva was going to happen. What does Shah Achas Kaidim Geneva mean? The Ganav didn't send a letter that he's going to steal it in an hour.
It was a moment.
What? A moment. So what does that mean? The Ganav was ready to grab it, and they saw, and then he was makna to him. So is that what it means? The moment for the Gneva, who says they saw it? It's a mafreya.
At this point
now. So now sekaim aloy when? Now we look at it as if he told him shachas kaidim Gneva. So Yeshua says, but Shachas Kaidim Geneva, there's no umdina that at that moment, if they had thought about it, that they would be makna. Bishlam, at the time that you give a shomer your thing, so you have a mind, you're giving it to him. Granted, you don't mamish think about it, but you have a mind, you're giving it to him like a person gives it to a shomer with all the dine shomer. But Shachas Kaidim Geneva, The Peshua is bothered that, what do you mean, Nasa Ka'imalai? The Peshua learns that Nasa Ka'imalai, even though you're not thinking about it, we're learning the whole sugya, that Mamish thing about it, but there has to be something, some thought about something. And Shah Kaidim Geneva, does it mean Shah Kaidim Geneva? Now, the truth is, Bishlam, if they saw the Ganav stealing it, so it could be Shah Kaidim Geneva, they were thinking about it. But it's Lav Dafka talking that they saw him coming. Could be they went in the morning in the barn and they saw the animal wasn't there. So Yeshua is bothered by the Marsha, and he says they doesn't understand the Marsha. What does it mean, Shah's Kaidim Geneva? What do you mean? They thought about it. Who thought about it? So the Marsha apparently holds that they don't think about it B'Shas Masiri either. The whole thing is, the Marsha will probably say, what do you mean? The whole Gemara is that they don't think about it. And we just say, if we would have asked them, then they would have thought about it. The Yeshua apparently holds that you have to have B'Shas Masir, at least you're thinking, I'm giving it to him with all the conditions of a Shomer, whatever's included, even though you don't think of all the cases. So it seems that the Yeshua is learning that Rashi holds that it has to be a time that you're thinking about responsibility for a shomer, and the Marsha holds no, you don't have to be thinking about it at all. It's all imaginary. Interesting thing that seems to be, at least like the Yeshua, the difference between Rashi and the Marsha. How much do you have to say that they would? Do you have to say we're thinking about it a little, or they were thinking a little about in Yonei Shmira? That seems to be the difference. The difference of opinion. What?
According to
the second lashon, Mashiach's going in the second lashon.
Yeah.
Shkinyu Mashiach's kaidim geneva bechatzerei, right? Lafuki kaimi baga, right? So it's bechatzerei Mashiach's kaidim geneva. That's how Mashiach learns. Akoponim, we have two taichin in Nasa Ka'imalai. Either way, Nasa Ka'imalai, Shitigone, Vetirtsa, Vetashlimani, Aripanasi, Kaloi, Chomiyasha. Maske Floreb Zeira, this is the big Kushid Reb Zeira. Maske Reb Zeira, Yahi, if he mamish owns it, I feel like he's a Seva Vladi Seha Nami. Even the Gizais of Vladais, even the wool and the Vladis of the animal should go to the Shomer, and its Pshita doesn't go to him. Alamatanya Chutz Megizus Vladis says in Farisha Brisa, Gizus of Vladis go to the original owner. Alamar Abzera Nasa Kaimalai Chutz Megizus Vladis. When we imagine what he said, we imagine he said, it's yours, Chutz Megizus Vladis. Umay Piska, Stamad Milsa. That's the psychologically, the umdina of the psychology of people is that shvacha da osa me alma of it inish de makni. Shvacha de magufa lay of it inish de makni. What's tight here? What's the tight? Shvacha da osa me alma. shmach that comes from somewhere else, like kefil, you're willing to give the shaymer. Shvacha de magufa, the shvach of the guf of the animal itself, loy ovid inish de makni. A person would not be makni. Again, just taich. What's the difference if it's osimi alma or not, or if it's megufa? Well, why you're giving away? You have a karas hatayv to this person. It's a shaymer, he doesn't have to pay, he's paying anyway, so you're giving him a gift. So why do you rather give him shvach me alma than shvach me gufa? Psychologically, that what? That if... Difference is, if you see it or you don't see it. Something you could see... Gizah suf ladais, huh?
It's his, from his work.
It's more his. It's more his because it comes from his animal. The kefil also comes from his animal. It's not regular. It's like a bonus. Kefil is like winning a jackpot, and gizah suf ladais is more of a normal thing. That would seem to be the chilek. If it's normal, or if it's not normal. When you use this lashon, you're going to have a bit of a question. Is that the way we understand? One is more normal, one is less normal. Or is that one you see and one you don't see? Which is the chiluk?
How do you deal with that? You would have had it within his rishus.
He would have had it anyway. Yeah. Kefil.
Kefil is only because he gave it to the shaymer and that's what happened.
Oh, so you're saying a different svara than I say. They're saying because it's a normal thing. You're saying because he would have had it anyway. Now, if Gemina will be something he would have had anyway, which is not normal. If we come up with a case of something you would have had anyway, which is not normal, huh? Then it'll be a difference in the way you're explaining it. What would be if, let's say, it's a para, and suddenly the price of paras went up? In between, again, example, he gave him the para in January, it got stolen in February. So any gizus of ladis in January, the Gemara says, goes to the owner because it's a shvach dasi magufa. The kefil, which comes because of the stealing of February 1st, that goes to the shaymer because that's shvach dasi mi'alma. The Rishonim talk about, what about yukra? If the price of paris went up, let's say the price of paris went up. It could go up for more than one reason, but let's say it went up because the market price went up. Well, there was a para shortage, and suddenly it went up to whatever it is. It went up, the price went up. $3 a gallon. So then what? So who gets the yukra? Who would get the extra value of the animal? Let's say the animal's worth $1,000 when he gave it to him January 1st. And was stolen, it's worth $1,500. Who gets the $500 extra dollars? What? Depends. According to the first lashon, not samach l'gnevi. The second lashon is going to be samach l'gnevi v'asak n'yelacha. Talking now like the first lashon, that it's kainer originally, but he's only kainer shvach da'asi me'gufa and not shvach da'asi me'alma.
Just declaring we had that one.
The first day that we spoke about, when you have to pay. You may be right. I'm happy that you thought of it. But put that aside for a second as far as his chiyuvim. I'm saying now, what's going through their mind? There's an umdana, he was maknet him, any shvach that comes me'alma, but not shvach that comes megufa. Is the price going up called a shvach me'alma? Came from the marketplace. Or is it a shvach megufa? It came from the animal. What? It's a shvach me'alma because it's the market forces which caused it. Or is it a shvach me'gufa because the money is not coming from somewhere else. The money is coming because you sell the goof, you get the money. It's not coming from a third party. You see, I think what you're doing is you're trying to answer it by analyzing the wrong part. You're trying to analyze, is this kol me'alma or is this kol megufa? What you have to analyze is why is the person makna megufa And why is he makna? Why is he makna me alma? And he's not makna magufa. And you figure out why, you can figure out yukra. Right? I asked the question. Why is it that the Bailam give away shvachta asi me alma and not shvachta asi magufa? So you're going to answer, because he would have had it anyway. It had nothing to do with being stolen. He would have had it anyway. So then if the price went up, he also would have had it anyway. No? According to the way you're answering, that he would have had it anyway. So then it should be his. If you're going to answer because it's a normal thing, Jesus of Lod is a normal, they're a normal prophet. So then if the price shoots up, that's not a normal thing. Not only, I mean, it could sometimes goes up a little, I guess it could be normal, but the significant amount that it goes up is not normal. So it depends really what's the hesber of Asimi Alma and Asimi Gufa. Now, if you ask me, Stamazai, I would think that the price going up, I would think it's Gufa going up. The opposite of what you're saying. No, I would think.
For the fat cow, and we get a bigger value. But it's not just a fat cow, it doesn't require the neck.
I mean, if it's a skinny cow in January, it got fatter in February. So then it grew up. It was a baby cow that got older.
It stayed the same cow. Nothing changed.
Its goof went up. So that's called the shvach me alma. What caused it to go up is the outside forces.
When is there ever a case then of
the alma is kefil. That comes totally from somebody in the outside. It has nothing to do with the animal. Somebody stole the animal, therefore he has to pay kefil. So that's me alma. That's for sure me alma. That we all agree.
Besides for kefil, there's no other case.
Does there have to be another case? If I think of another case, if we think things up enough. No. It's a funny thing. Taisis on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. If you take a quick look, it's a one line, it's a 2-3 line taisis. Taisis is vinei. Taisis explains that Yikra de Kipi, we'll see what it is there. Have a Shvacha de Alma, Kvayk Fela. Loidami le Gizis Vladis. Gizis Vladis is called Magufa. Da Isa Shvach Nikr Beguf HaBehema. Taisis there seems to say that Magufa is something that's Nikr Beguf HaBehema that you could see. You're saying. You could see it, it got fatter. The Lashon there of Taisis, Isa Shvach Nikr Beguf HaBehema, sounds like it has to be a change in the Guf HaBehema to go to the Bailim, which would mean that in this case it's Alma, because here it's not Nikr in the Guf HaBehema. That's something you could see. Rav Maisha in the Dibris Maisha, Ahara Dalid, he says from all the Rishayim, it's Klar, the Rajban, the Mukiyayim, on the Mishnah, that Yukra they consider to be shvach demi alma, and it goes to the Shaymer. I'm not sure that there's any Rishon that disagrees. That they hold Yukra is considered shvach demi alma, and Ramesha says a hesber in the chilik. What type of things does a person give the Shaymer? What types of things not? So Ramesha says that things that normally come, a person expects for himself. Things that miyemar, it'll come, that a person's willing to give away. It's that way psychologically. It's an interesting thing that something you expect, psychologically, it's like it's yours already. If you're giving away something that you, Gizus, when you have an animal, you expect Gizus. Even though the Gizus didn't grow yet, it's like you're giving something out of your own pocket if you give it away. Because if it normally comes, it's like it's yours. That a person doesn't give away. Kfela, something mi'eimar, it's going to come, not something I'm not counting on. Something like that, the person would be more willing to give away. So shvach dasi mi'alma, the point isn't if it comes from its guf, or it comes from somewhere else. The point is that it's not something that we're sure is going to come. Kefil, who says it's going to come? Mi'eimar, it's going to come. Same thing, the price going up. Mi'eimar, sometimes prices go down, sometimes they stay the same, sometimes they go up. Who says the price is going to go up? Anything that's who says it's going to come, any such thing, a person is willing to give away. You're willing. You're willing to give away something that you don't have yet. It's like a lottery ticket. Calls him out a person didn't win. He's willing to give his friends half of it. And, you know, he's willing to give away percentages to anybody. Right? If I win, I'll give you this. But as soon as he wins it, it's very hard to give it away. Because once you have it, the person doesn't give away things so fast. It's the same thing with the Gemara. Something that you have in your mind, it's yours already, you don't give away. So that's mi'emar that you do give away. So memela, the shvach, the yukra, the rajba, the muki yosef, the other rishonim say, yukra, a person is the same as kefil, and yukra, a person would, bailam would give to the shomer if the shomer is willing to pay. So first of all, the Rashba and the Muki Yosef say that with this it's answered. We kasha we had on the Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, it says Nignavu Aisha Avdu. It says the case of the Mishnah is either was stolen, Aisha Avdu, or it got lost. So Fractisis, what Sha'avdu? There's no kefil by Sha'avdu. Ogemar is talking about kefil, that the owner gives the Shaymah the kefil. So Tais says, Istale Garsi Aisha Avdu. Why you go is Aisha Avdu? Aveda is not something that has kefil. So Zakhtar Rashba, the Muki Yosef, in Achinami, Aveda doesn't have kefil. When it says Aisha Avdu, we're talking about Yukra. If its price goes up in value, that by Geneva, a person's makna the kefil. And by Aveda, a person's makna the Yukra. It's the same thing. Whether you're talking about kefil, you're talking about going up in price. Either way, it's exactly the same din, and in both cases, it would be to the shomer.
The shomer pays the value of the cow when it gets stolen as much as it cost it at the time of zero. So therefore, he's not paying him the price anyway.
What you're saying is an important question. What does he pay?
It
should depend what he pays. You're right. And, okay, we're going to see in a second that L'chayrit Shetaka depend on that. Right, so the Yukra, we're considering Shvach Me'alma, as I stated in the Rashi, and it's the same din as Kfeil. Yeah.
That answer on Aveda would only work based on the Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, we only find it the moment before the Aveda, so then what Yukra do?
According to the second Lashon, that you only kind it a minute before the Geneva, so L'chaira, you can't have Yukra between the time you took it and the time of Geneva. Because you only kind it Shach as Kaidim Geneva, so it wouldn't be enough Gemina on the Yukra of my example of January, like the second Lashon. L'chaira, like the second Lashon, it's only Rega Kaidim Geneva. L'chaira, that's true. That's true. We look in the Rambam, in Perikhes Halacha Gimel, there's a machlaikis there. The Rambam himself doesn't say it clearly. The Ravid there says that the yukra, that the animal went up in value from the time it was given until, he doesn't say it was stolen, he says until the tashlum, until the shomer paid, any yukra from the time it was stolen until the payment goes to the original owner, goes to the original bailam. And he's only maknash yukra from the time of payment and on. A tashlum and on, from the time that the shomer paid and on, that yukra that it goes up in value after payment, that is what we're saying, Yukra goes to the Shaymer. Zeshtet and Raivet. Shas Tashlumen. The Magid Mishnah disagrees. And he says that all of the Yukra from January all goes to the Shaymer. All of the Yukra from the time it was given and on, all goes to the to the Shimer. As a matter of fact, he says that the Shimer, when he paid, only has to pay Kishas, it was given to him, Kishas Masira. Let's say he gave him a $1,000 animal, it went up to $1,500 and it was stolen. He says you only have to pay Kishas, it was given over. You only have to pay the $1,000, Kishas Masira. Which fits when we said the first day we were learning that why does a Shimer pay? Because of Kabbalah Sachrayis. So the general Dine Shimer is to pay Kishas that he got it. And therefore, if he voluntarily pays, he pays as if he was Chayiv. He pays the original $1,000. It went up in value. He makes money. He makes, it went up $500 in value before it was stolen. It's up to Magen Mishnah. It's all his. Which I think the Magen Mishnah is the more pushed way to learn. That when we say Yukra goes to the Shimer, the total Yukra goes to the Shimer. You realize what's going to happen here. The Shimer pays the 1,000. It went up to 1,500. He makes the Yukra. He really not only makes the Yukra, but he even gets Kefal on the Yukra. Right? Because when it went up in value, the Ganav is going to have to pay Kefal on. The Ganav stole a $1,500 animal. So it's sort of a compounded. According to the Rambam, you mean? You're right. If the Bialim will get back the original cow, he's going to have to reimburse the extra yukra to the Shimer. Yeah. See, hear what the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says, now again, everyone agrees the Shimer gets yukra. That's not the machlokes. The question is, which yukra? Which yukra does he get? So the Ravid says he gets everything from Shas Masira. And I'm sorry, the Magen Mishnah says he gets everything from Shas Masira, which I must say is the more Pashta Pshat. That if he gets yukra, he gets the whole yukra. The Ravid says he gets yukra Mishas Tashlumin from the time he pays. The Sma in Simir Reish Sadekei, where all these dinim are brought, Sivkat and Vav, says that the Iker is like the Magen Mishnah. And the Shach, in Reish Sadekei, Sivkat and Zayin, says the Iker is like the Ravid. But the Ravid is Shver, L'chayim. And this they ask on the Ravid. When did the Kinyan happen? When was the Kinyan? From which moment is it given over to him? Well, according to the first Lashon, it's from when? It's from Shas Masira. According to the second Lashon, it's from when? It's from Shach as Kaidim Geneva. Right? So according to the first Lashon, it's with the Mashiach. It was Mashiach the Par, he got the Par. According to the second Lashon, it's from when? It's from Shas, Shach as Kaidim Geneva. It's kind of Kinyachatzer, it's not Ba'agam. It's Shach as Kedem Geneva. Where's the Ravid coming from? If you're going to tell me you get Yukra from originally, like the Magen Mishnah, fine. He did a Kinyan originally. If you're going to tell me you get it from Shach as Kedem Geneva, fine. He did a Kinyan, Shach as Kedem Geneva with Kinyachatzer. Fine. But Shas Tashlumin? What's Shas Tashlumin? Hashib Shat, it doesn't stem with the sugya. I mean, from when are you kind it? You kind of from originally, you kind of from you can say you kind it originally, like the first Lashon. Say kind of Shachas Kedem Geneva. I can understand. But Mishas Tashlumin, who's talking about Shas Tashlumin? That's not any tzad in the sugya that you kind it Mishas Tashlumin. What's the. What's going on? So it's the Das of the Baal. You're right, but you have to be Mazba. Why? You're 100% right. It has to be that the Ravid holds that we shots up the Das HaBaal that way. That's the only way out. Why? Why should we say the Das HaBaal is from the value at the time of Tashlum? That is not the thing. It needs a little bit of a Svara. No, it needs a little bit of a hesber. Why from here? Why not from there? What?
He
yeah, but he's makna him its value from the time he pays.
Just a thing.
He's getting the yukra similar to why he's getting the kefil, but he's getting the kefil based on shaskaneva. If it went up in value between the shaskaneva and the shas tashlumin, so he's not getting that. He's not getting based on shaskaneva. It's a little weird. According to the Ravid, if it goes up in value between the geneva and the tashlumin, when did it go up?
Before.
Yeah.
So the pair say it was stolen. I said, that made even a shot right there. If you give the different from the name, if you give the Tashlum, then there's no reason for the benefit. He doesn't get no extra benefit then.
Who doesn't have the Shomer?
The Shomer doesn't have extra
benefit. He gets a kefil. He gets a kefil. Kefil is based on the time it was stolen. It's also a risk because he's only going to get the money if they catch a ganav. It doesn't help if it went up if it's in the ganav's barn. What's the help that it went up? Where does he have the value? The ganav has the behemoth.
There's more value to the kefil.
There's more. No, well, the kefil is probably shaskaneva. The extra value, he's not going to pay double what up. Yeah, but he only has that value if you catch the ganav. If you're not going to catch the ganav, he doesn't have the value. He has it theoretically, but he doesn't have it. So that's why you should give him shas. Shas tashlumin. No, the shomer is losing by shas tashlumin.
Right. Okay, that's why you will not do it from shas tashlumin.
Do a shaskineva, you give him more of an incentive.
Right.
So why not give him more of an incentive?
I'm
not sure. It's hard for me to shuts up if you want to give him more of an incentive or not. He's giving him the incentive to pay. I don't know, it's a hard thing for me to shuts up. More yukra for who to work with? The Bible. But the Shomer is not getting the yukra. He's only getting the yukra if it goes up after the tashlumin. He's trying to influence him to pay vos shnella, because then if it goes up, he'll get if it goes up, he'll get the value. Yeah, it could go up, it could go down too.
But if you don't work your life, you work with the shat tashlumin, in my wish, then it's saying that you have the shat and the shatlumin, you still have a chance for it to go up. So, by Shashashlum, he figured the
message,
whether
it happened
or not, he knows that he has more
effect than that payout. If you don't. Okay, it could be. It's a little hard to shuts up all the factors of how much you would want to give him. I want to tell you two pshatim in the Ravid. One which is more gishmak, and the second pshat, which we're going to have to understand the shaf. But the first thing is, it's much more gishmak to understand this ravid with the way we're learning the whole sugya of the Rambam Shita, which is a pashtus, we'll assume is the ravid Shita as well. And that is, I started today by telling you, this whole amid, Tosfos learns that you're makta the guf habehema. You're makta the guf habehema, either bishas mesira or shachas kedim geneva. Tosfos sheet is you give me the guf habehema to the shomer. No, loy Tosfos, you give me the guf habehema. So of course the Magen Mishnah is right. If you're giving the shomer the guf habehema, he gets the yukra from the time you're giving it to him. And I'll push it. If you're going to learn like Tosfos, that knuyah lemiyachshav guf hapara mochala, he's giving you guf hapara, then avada, the Magen Mishnah is right, and you get it from the time you got the animal, you're kind of the guf animal. So if it goes up, it's yours. Like one lashon from the Mesira, like second lashon shalas kedim geneva. But the Rambam and the Ravid learned that you're not maknetim the guf habehema. You're only giving him, like Dekala Peraisav, you're only giving him the para for the kefil. You're only giving him the schusim of the kefil. That's how the Rambam's learning the whole sugya. So light him, according to the Rambam, there's no reason you should get yukra from the kinyan. Why should you get the yukra from the kinyan? You weren't kind of the goof of the animal. You have a kinyan in the goof of the animal that you should get it. You have a kind of dekala peirisav, which is para l'kfeila. You got a kinyan in the para for its kefil. What does it have to do with the value going up? So there, zok the ravid, from shas tashlumin, the time you pay, at the time you pay, then you get the yukra of the animal. Why you get it, that's the second step, I'll explain in a minute. But it's very geschmack why the Rambam and Ravid wouldn't hold like most Rishayim. Most Rishayim learn that you get the goof of the animal, Taisashita, Savada, you get the yukra right away. That's at Rashba holds, Muki Yosef holds. That you get it from the time you were kainix. You were kind of the goof of the animal. If you kind of goof of the animal, it goes up in value. It's yours. The Rambam and Ravid Lishitosam, they hold you're not kind of the goof of the animal. That the goof of the animal has to go back to its original owner. You're only kind of the para l'kfeila. You're only kind of para for the kefil which is going to come. So Mimela, the yukra does not go to the Shomer Mishas Kinyan. Because the Kinyan was only a par l'kfeila. So we have now a second nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam. According to the Rambam derived if the guf ha-para is kenuya, the first nafkamina was who gets the par itself when the ganav is caught. Tosfos holds the Shomer gets it and the Rambam holds has to go back to the owner. And the second afkamina is yukra. The Magamishna stems with most Rishayim who hold that the yukra goes Mishas Kinyan to the Shomer because he was kind of the goof of the animal. Mashayin Kain, the Ravid, and presumably the Rambam will hold, you only get yukra from Shas Tashlumin. Why, Taka, do you get it even Mishas Tashlumin? So that is the second Nakuda that the Shach explains. That from Shas Tashlumin, when you pay, the amount you pay, like you were saying before, the amount of money you pay, that designates what the Shomer's chiyuv to the Bailam are. The Shomer, at the time he pays an amount. He pays what the parah is worth. When he pays, whatever he pays at the time that he pays, that establishes the owner's value of the para. It's logical that the owner, as soon as he gets paid, he got his para. He's mesulik from the para. If now the para is going to go up in value afterwards, so then that's kulei l'shaymer. Because from the tshas tashlumin, like the Lashon HaGemara is, it all depends when it'll be stolen. You'll pay me at the time you'll pay me. At that time, it'll be kenuya l'cha. That sets the price, whatever the Shomer pays. And that's what it says in the Shach. That when you pay, that sets the price. The Shach, however, is assuming, that's something to think about separately, the Shach is assuming you pay the value of a para at the time of the payment, which itself needs eon. Not the time of Mesirah, the time of payment. To think about that at a different time, but he says that at the time you pay, that sets the price, and that's why you get everything later. So again, there are two pratim in this ravid. The first, that this is totally in the bigger machloikas, the Rambam and the ravid, like I told the Rambam and Tosfos. And the second, why do you attack a pay mishas tashlum? And so that the Shach matchik a little bit to explain. Yeah.
We started to share today about what where is yukra fall in. Based on what we said in the Mishnah, you said that if Kefel and Yukra are the same thing, that the person's das, or whatever reason he wants to give, whatever it is, he gives it over to the person. What does he give over? Things, whatever that he doesn't anticipate. So that means that when he goes and he gives Kefel, and equally when he gives Yukra, because he doesn't anticipate it, it's at the same time.
That explanation, the way we explained what he's giving him, is all according to Tosafot Shita, not the Rambam. I'll explain why. Let me explain. Ramesh has all explained this all in Tosafot. And the Rashba, he doesn't mention a word about the Rav, he doesn't mention anything about the Rav and Shita. He's explaining Tosafot and the Rashba Mukiyos. The whole Gemara here goes with two tracks. Remember, according to Tosafot, you're giving him the animal. Chutz mikizaseh v'vladeseh. So we had the explanation. Why chutz mikizaseh v'vladeseh? Because in a person's mind, that's already normally mine, and that I don't want to give away. Anything else, I'm giving him. Because l'maisa, I'm being machter the parah to him. What am I chutz? What am I excluding? What am I saying chutz? The things that I assume are mine, the vladais, the things that come normally, that I'm excluding. I'm saying chutz. But it's not that I'm giving him the kfeila. I'm giving him the animal. Chutz, making himself vladaisah. So yukra, I'm also giving him. Anything that comes that's not normal to come, I'm giving him. All that discussion, and if you look in any of the acharayim, if you look in the Pnei Yeshua here in the Gemara, it talks about yukra, they're all going with Tosafot Shita. Normally, you know, you have a default setting. If you just look at an Achron who's explaining the Gemara, or any Rishon outside of the Rambam, the Raivin, they're understanding the way you and I understand the Gemara Pashit, that the Guf HaBehema is Niknala. That's the way Rashi says. That's the Pash Pashat in the Gemara. The Rambam Shita is the Mechudish Dika Shita. The Rambam Shita, that you're only giving him the Para Likfela, that you're not giving him the Guf HaPara. You're only giving him para likfeila. That shita it's a mechudish tikkun shita, and that according to that you're only giving him the kefir para likfeila. There's no reason to say you're giving him anything else. Now, bear in mind as we go through the whole thing. Bear in mind that yesterday the Nesiva said that the Rambam holds this whole gemara is shalei aliba de hilchasim. That the Rambam Shita, the Rambam would even be made a pshat in this Gemara to Tosafot. He just holds this whole Gemara is going like one side of anybody and getting alibidolchus. It's not so. So really, the pashup pshat in the Gemara is like Tosafot. The Rambam Shita is the Mechudish Dika Shita, and the Mela comes out this type of nafgamim. So this is one of the. Second nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ravid, Yukra, between the Rambam and Tosafot. According to Tosafot, Yukra is Mishas Kinyan, whenever you hold the Kinyan was. According to the Ravid, it's only Mishas Tashlumin. We didn't talk about if the Egel goes up because it grows. I think everyone would agree. If the Shomer gave him a baby calf and it got bigger and fatter because the calf normally grows, I think we'd all agree that's the same as Gizus of Lodais. Pashup Shat, and that's not when we talk about Yukra, we talk about the Shar going up. Pashit, it goes up, it's not, if it just gets fatter because animals grow up, and that's the nature. You grow up, you get bigger and fatter. So that is the same as Gizus of Lodais. As a matter of fact, the Pnei Yeshua asks, when the Gemara said Gizus of Lodais, why didn't it say Gizus of Lodais and it got bigger? Maybe we'll understand it's included, but I think. We'll all agree that Pashup Shat, that's included in Jesus before.
According to the Rambam, the Jesus of Lodais will only be after.
I'm assuming that. I don't know for sure what the Rambam Sheet is. He didn't tell us. So the Ravid says something. It could be the Rambam agrees. It could be the Rambam holds like Magid Mishnah. The way we're understanding, the Rambam Sheet is better with the Ravid. Because he didn't give him the Guf of the Rambam. There's one more Shaila. And that is, what about Gizos and Vlados that are after Geneva? Gizos and Vlados, till now we talked about, he gave it to him in January, it was stolen in February. So till now we talked about the Gizos and Vlados of January. The Magid Mishnah declares, what about the Gizos and Vlados that are from February until the Ganav is caught? The Gizus and Vlodis from January to February, that's the Gemara. That's the Gesugi in the Gemara. What about Gizus and Vlodis from the time the animal was stolen until the ganav was caught. Who gets those gizes avladis? What would you say, Pashup Shat? We should get the gizes avladis from after Geneva. Huh? Shomer. Why should the shomer get it? Right, because it's his animal. From Shas Geneva, certainly, it's his animal. It's chutz megizis v'vladais. It's only his chutz megizis v'vladais. Why should the shomer get it? Once he paid for it already, so the owner, original owner, is gone. He's gone. He got paid for his animal, so he has no shaychus to it anymore. Right. If he was makna with a shiur, then the shiur should remain a shiur of chutz. Right, so first, let me tell you what it says in Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam learns that the Gizas and Vlades from afterwards, the Gizas and Vlades from after Geneva, according to the Rambam, go back to the original owner. But Shar Rishayim, outside of the Rambam, hold that it goes to the Shayim. So you state Magid Mishnah. Again, in Perek Ches of Hilfashila, Halacha Aleph, the Magid Mishnah says that from the Rambam it's mashma that the Gizas of Vladis after Geneva go to the original owner, and Shari Shainim disagree, and they hold that the Gizas of Vladis go to the Shaymer, Gizas after Geneva. So let me be mazba the Machlaikis. So again, I'll tell you two Hezbeirim in this Machlaikis. One is very geschmack and smooth, and the other requires a little more ear. What's the geschmack explanation of the Sodia, of this machlaikis? Huh? What? That everybody is l'shitasai. Tosis holds that you makna to the shomer the guf ha-behema. Tosis holds the shomer gets guf ha-behema, like Tosis lashon. That Tosis holds that you got the guf ha-behema. Most Rishonim hold you get the guf ha-behema. I told you, if you look stama in Mefarshim, they hold the shomer got the guf ha-behema. You know, if the shomer got the guf ha-behema, so he gets the gizais and the vladais from the time that he pays for it, none. It's all his. He gets all the gizais and vladais. The Rambam is l'shitasai. We said that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam holds you don't own the guf ha-parah. It's only like Dekala Peresa. You own the para l'kfeila. So you don't own the guf ha-parah. You own the para for its kefir. And what was the Rambam Shita? That when the ganav returns the animal, when he's caught a few months later, who gets the guf of the animal? The original owner. So of course the Rambam holds the gizas of vladis go to the original owner. The Rambam Shita is that the ganav was never kind of the whole animal. He only had a kinyan of the animal for its kefil, like Dekala Peresa. He only owned the para for its kefil. If he owned the para for its kefil, the pshita, that the gizas and vladis are not his. Why should the gizas and vladis be his? He was kind of para l'kfeila. He never had a kinyan in the guf of the animal. So when the guf produces gizas, when the guf produces vladis, avad the gizas and vladis go to the original owner. The only reason we're assuming that the Shomer gets it is because we understand the Gemara, like Tosfos, that the Guf HaPara goes to the Shomer. If he has a kinyan, Guf HaPara, Avadi gets the Gizas of Vladis. So comes out now a third Nafgamina between the Rambam and Tosfos. First, yesterday's Nafgamina, who gets the actual Para when the Ganav returns it? We understand the Shomer gets it. The Rambam says no, it goes to the original owner. Secondly, the yukra. Who gets the yukra from the Shas HaKinyan? We, Tosfos, we all understand that he gets yukra from when he did the Kinyan. The yukra is his. The Rambam and Ravid say no. The Yukra, why should it be his? He only is kind of paralek thayla. Third, the third nafgamina, the gizus and vladis from after Geneva. Who gets the gizus and vladis from after Geneva? Vaita, the same thing. If we understand, you get the guf hapara, so you get the gizus and vladis. If you understand, it's only paralek thayla, then you don't get the gizus and vladis. So that's the geshmaka way to understand the overview, so to speak, of where this machlokes is coming from. Yeah. Very good. The Gemara now says, otherwise, what's the Gemara Zikabinai, you mean?
No,
or the Kasha? I mean, what's the original Kashi? Hachi Gizus of Lades Nami. So either you learn that the Gemara is not going like the Siva said, it's not going like the Rambam, or that's good for the Teretz of Chutzme Gizus Sev of Lades Sev. That's good for the Teretz of Chutzme Gizus Sev of Lades Sev. But. The My Paska fits much better if you learn that. If you learn like Tysis, that the whole Gemara is going like Tysis, and it's Shaleli Bidoch, like Nesiva said, which is the easiest way to learn. Gemara has a second Ikedi, what is the second Lashon? Ikedi Amri. Amarava Nasa Kaimalai Shikdi, Gadev Tisav Tashli Meini, Samuch Lugilei Vasa Kanu Yelacha, Mai Benayu, Ikim Deo Kushin de Reb Zaira. Inami de Kaima Ba'agam. What does it mean, de Kaima Ba'agam? Because if it's Samuch Lugneva, there's no Mashicha. You're Kaina with Chatzar. So then it has to be in your chatzim. If it's Mishas originally, what? What do you mean? According, so that's the Magen Mishnah is the Kashi. The Ike Benay of Kashi de Reb Zaira, the Magen Mishnah says, Ike Benay of Kashi de Reb Zaira is not really true. Because even like the second Lashon, the Kashi de Reb Zaira applies to Gizus and Vladis that are after Geneva. So that the Magen Mishnah is that Kasha. Again, the easiest way out is saying that the Rambam learns this whole Gemara is Takalai Tosis, but Shaleli B'dolchus. Easiest way out. Inami the Kaimi Vag. Okay, so again, have Klar and Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Gemara Omid will continue with Nafkaminas between the two ways to learn. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem will start from the two days.